a big rock show right across the way at the American Airlines Center.
Kind of handy, isn't it? Getting out of here and just walking over there.
It's pretty awesome.
I could get spoiled with that.
Yeah, that's definitely the coolest part about this building is the parking, the locale, as far as adjacent to the American Airlines Center, walking over there. It's handy for concerts and sporting events. Last night was Radiohead, though. Sold out Radiohead. Okay, help me out here, Danny.
I'm here to help.
Radiohead, obviously, one of the biggest bands in the world. One of the more mysterious bands in the world.
Yes.
Also, one of the more polarizing bands in the world. Because I know people that I feel that I have the exact same musical taste as that don't like Radiohead. They just don't like
them. They find them to be unlistenable.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And they don't give them a shot. They won't go see them live. They're like, no, not happening. Can't do it. And then the other people on, you know, my side of the fence are like, I can't imagine a musical world without this band. They're that good live. They're that wild ass live. And it's just so strange to me how music's polarizing anyway, obviously. You know, I mean, if we mention the band Rush and say, you know, I don't really like them that much. Whoa, what the hell? You don't like Rush? Oh my God, we'll get 1,000 emails.
Watch this. Rush blows. Now wait about 40 seconds and see what happens.
Yeah.
But this is a really polarizing band. They sell out wherever they go, no matter how many times they play, wherever they play, whatever the locale is. It doesn't matter if it's in Switzerland or Weatherford, Texas. People show up, as they did last night, sold out American Airlines Center.
A lot of people's, and I think most of the people that are Radiohead naysayers liked them at one point. And they quit liking them after they got away from their traditional
two guitars.
Song format of writing traditional song structure, like on the bends, like on OK Computer, because you started seeing flashes of it on OK Computer of them delving off into some weird stuff. But after that, they've really never gone back. And most people, that's where their fandom ends with those guys. Now, I was absolutely one of them. I was miffed when Kid A and Amnesiac came out. I was like, what are they doing? Why is this happening? Well, the more I developed, not necessarily that I understand it, and I don't know why I like it, and I can't tell you why I like this type of music, but that really crazy, insane jazz that you would used to hear in the elevator over on Maple, to the point where I would actively go out and purchase Charles Mingus records and Miles Davis and John Coltrane, those types of albums, not because I understood it or because I was a jazz fan, but there was something about that music that sparked something in me that I really got off on it. And now going back and listening to Radiohead, it's almost like the same thing. It's that tension. It's that unbridled, chaotic energy that is somehow still controlled. That's kind of what they're doing right now. And yeah, they'll throw in some hooks, you know, here and there. Some things that'll kind of jump up and catch your ear. But for the most part, they're not saying that they're jazz schooled or as good as jazz players, but it's almost like it comes from that place.
It's organized chaos.
Yes. And that's why I absolutely love them. I don't really care to buy their records, but man, live, it is something to behold.
Now, you and I have a template. We've been there, seen the Radioheads before, and we're blown away by them. And you, my friend, have not been to see Radiohead. Matter of fact, you're a Radiohead newbie, because when Radiohead came out of the chute, you were in your musical dark period.
I was.
1992. Yep. I would say you were pretty dark back then.
Okay.
Very limited knowledge of what was going on back then.
Right.
So you've slowly and quickly
kind of crash coursed on them a little bit.
Yeah, which is tough with a band like that that has 8 or 9 records that are so completely different. But you sucked it up and went and saw your first Radiohead show last night. Excuse me.
My first what?
Radiohead.
Radiohead.
Hi. Mr. Phil walk in here?
A little bit.
So, whatever. Me and Danny, I kind of figured what we would say. I knew that we would both really like it, which we'll get into here in a little bit. But you
did?
Oh, yeah.
I did, too. It's a show that stuck with me all day, and it's all I've thought about.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Really enjoyed the light show. That was very good. Thought the sound was very good.
I thought the sound was weird.
I liked it.
You did?
It was really good from where we were sitting. Yes, considering where we were sitting, yes, it's as good as I've ever heard in the
You know what? It may be because
where
I was
we were sitting, you could hear everything.
Yeah.
Pretty well. But I didn't hear anything that did much for me at all.
Yeah. I think you kind of got to be... You can't go flying in there and just cherry-pick a Radiohead show. I think it's almost impossible just to go in to see it with really not much background except a crash course in it and expect to like it, you know?
Now, Mike stayed for the whole thing. We sat very close proximity to one another. I heard him talking frequently with Dave Lane, and they were having discussions over... You know, what song is this, or what's this? What's going on with this?
Right, I was using him as my guy.
Yeah, Davey was kind of compassing him through.
He's a good guy
through
for
the
that.
Show. Yeah, he's a huge fan and knows a lot more about him than I do. But I thought
he was on it.
I really felt like Mike would enjoy the energy of it, and I really thought he would enjoy the percussive aspect and the fact that, I mean. Crap, every single one of them played drums at one
yes,
point.
Yes, they all played some version of drums.
The rhythmical, almost right. chaotic tribal aspect, a lot of their songs.
And I did enjoy those things, but I just was not grabbed by most of those songs.
Yeah.
They just did not reach me.
They're almost not songs, and they're almost like movements or pieces.
Yeah, they are. They've turned into that.
You know what this struck me as?
Art rock.
You're close.
Prog rock.
Old Pink Floyd.
This struck me as prog rock for your generation.
Maybe so.
It is. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Maybe so.
You know, the elements are a little bit different back when when my swim through prog rock was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They did it all themselves. You know, it was done with odd times and dissonance and...
Fast playing.
Yeah, fast playing and, you know, that type of thing. It was... All self-contained. Now you have loops, you have interfaces, you have odd sounds and all that stuff taking the place of all that. And believe me, your version of prog rock, much, much better than mine.
Because, make no mistake, outside of, I think, the drummers, it's any single one of those guys is not a particular speed demon or virtuoso of his instrument.
Well, they're really not good, man.
They're not playing fast. They're right, not like, like technicians
like of
and
horse.
Right. I wasn't looking for that. You know, I wasn't looking for that. What will get me every time is songs that reach me, and that didn't happen.
You found that a lot more with Wilco?
Yeah, I found that a lot more. Yeah, there was
Wilco still
a lot
has
more
standard song structure. They go far out and freaky on you. And get really jazzy, especially with your guy, Nels Klein,
yes,
on guitar.
Right, Nels Klein.
But I didn't think, you know, anytime Radiohead last night cut loose and it was full-on guitar band rock,
mm-hmm.
that's when the crowd reacted most positively.
When they played Paranoid Android.
And there's a couple of songs, too, within the jazzy funk element of it where they get into just full rock band near the end. And people just seem to respond to that better. Mm-hmm. I think they really like what was going on. Like, I don't think the show really got started until, if you can pull this up, Groobs, until, I think this is the third song.
Shoopy.
And it's the new record. And this is called Mr. Magpie.
And yes, Gen X Davey was raving about this.
Yeah, and this song was really, really cool live. And you have to figure, too, it's a show. I mean, the money that these guys have to put on that type of visual effects and those flat screens coming down and up and, I mean, the choreographed images of these guys. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
See, I think Mike would have liked 08 show when they were supporting In Rainbows, because In Rainbows was kind of a, it was the first time they'd gotten back to making more of a traditional musical rock and roll album.
Yeah.
And they played damn near all of it, if not all of it. Last night was all pretty much the new record. They played everything but one song, and then two songs that they haven't, or that are B-sides, and one that they've never even recorded, I don't think.
Yeah, they played seven songs, seven of the eight songs off the new record.
It was a pretty obtuse set, by and large.
They didn't play any, hardly anything, well, they did. They didn't play anything from their first couple of records.
No.
And played two, I think, from OK Computer, which is their most critically acclaimed, successful selling record, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just all stuff from
those
the last
are the ones
decade.
Are recognized.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the last song they played?
Right.
Yeah.
Karma Police.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, listen to this. This just sounds weird.
It sounds like music you would hear in Zoop or somewhere.
In a club?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of clubby elements to it.
A lot of techno.
Yeah.
A lot of dance.
These guys, I was close enough to where I could see what was going up on stage. I think the sound was kind of cruddy where I was, too. But watching those guys, how into it they were, and especially Tom York, the lead singer. I mean, that guy, you talk about a little dancing imp. I don't know if you guys could see what was going on up there, but he was going. He was not like that in 2008.
No.
He was not near into it.
Never heard him speak to a crowd as much as he did last night.
And could not understand one word of what he said.
A cockneyed mess.
Not one word.
I understood what's up.
That's it. I know. The first two words you said, I'm like, oh, hey, yay, we're here. But other than that, no, nothing. But the crowd was, I had a really good crowd around me. There was lots of listeners. But they were all really, really cool. I thought my wife would absolutely hate it. She likes Radiohead, but it's such a different vibe when you go see them live, and she loved it. She absolutely loved it, which I was shocked by. I don't know, man. It's one of those things that you need to go see if you're a fan of rock and roll music.
Rock music, you mean?
Yes.
Rock music. Would you go see them again if they rolled through?
I don't know.
And if they promised, you know, because they're going to do a different set every time.
I would have to get a little bit more into and a little bit more, have a little bit better base of familiarity
right.
with the stuff to go see them again.
Here's the beauty of it, though.
Drugs help.
They can. Here's the beauty of it, and this is what we clamor for.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
This is what we clamor for, all of us.
If you were stoned, it might be a little bit better.
To a man. If you're a band and you're a huge monstrosity of a band, mm-hmm. you should be able to go out and play whatever the F you want, when whatever night you want to.
And they do.
And they do it. They play the entirety of their new album because they like it. They're proud of it.
It's fresh. It's more fun.
Yeah. They play mainly stuff from their last few records. And then they'll mix it up. It's a grab bag of older stuff along the way. But depending on what show it is, you're just not gonna. You have no idea what they're gonna play, and they don't. I swear, last night it was a total grab bag. I mean, it sounded like that a couple times. They were like, "All right, we're gonna play this now." You know,
mm-hmm.
they just do what they. And if every band would take that approach, big band like that, I'm telling you,
people would still go.
You
see
could
them.
Get away with it. Yeah. Now these fans are.
Some can do it, some can't. Petty could not do that.
When you say he couldn't do it, what do you mean? That people wouldn't show up?
They wouldn't like his deep cuts. They like the hits. People aren't into the Petty album.
Okay, let me put it in perspective. I think, Corby, last night, would you say was sold out?
Yeah.
All right. If Radiohead tours in 2014 and says, we're going on a massive tour and we're going to do one set, all of the Bends, and the second set, all of OK Computer, they could sell out three nights at the AAC.
Yeah, they could. No
but
doubt.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't do three nights in Dallas just doing whatever they want.
No, I mean, this show sold out really quickly. They could have definitely sold out two nights, though.
Sure.
I would have gone. I would have gone both nights, you know, to see a mix.
I would have found
a
way to go back tonight.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
I don't know. They're just one of those live bands that, and you know how I am with concerts. I don't really care much to go to them, but I'll be damned if I'm ever going to miss these guys again.
It was two straight hours, too, you know, with a little encore break for about 30 seconds. Now, did you... They played this off of In Rainbows. They played a lot of In Rainbows, like you said, like probably three quarters of it. They're badass.
Yeah, I remember this. I didn't like this.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, God.
This did nothing for me.
This is wood music.
I was sitting there thinking, all right, let's get this over with and get on to the next one.
Great. This is such a great groove. But I'll get a million emails saying that band sucks.
I know.
And I get it. I understand
why people hate them. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah. But I have such respect for them, for the way they go about their business, for the way that, you know, they fought with iTunes, for the fact that they, you know, didn't even sell the last record. They just put it up there for people to have.
Yeah, and the fact that they did it on the honor system.
And whatever you want to pay for it, you pay for it. You want to pay a penny, pay a penny. You want to pay $10, pay us $10. Now, when you have money, you can get away with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the fact that you go out on tour and you play whatever the hell you want, crowd be damned. And you know what? The crowd loved it. They ate it up.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Some can do that, some can't.